Next on the list is a report on the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee's discussion on cow-nose rays, spiny dogfish, and other issues. Mr. Gillingham.
Let's see where this got to. Back in July is when you viewed this request to eliminate bowhead for rays. And the outcome of that meeting was you remanded it to FMAC. And FMAC met last week, and staff provided a brief overview of the cow-nose ray life history, stock status, and number of bow hunters are unknown. Expressed that to them. And staff indicated that commercial harvest and estimated recreational harvest was very low, but noted there were several popular bow hunting tournaments for rays, and there are in fact charter boat captains that advertise trips to take out bow hunters strictly for rays. Bob Fisher from VIMS Sea Camp was in attendance, and he discussed the cow-nose ray predation. He listed sharks and cobias as the primary predators. Migration routes, they've actually tagged cow-nose rays for a couple years, and the rays' benefits and detrimental effects on the bay system. Mr. Fisher stressed the cow-nose ray was a potential resource that needed to be managed effectively. FMAC considered this, and it was clear some of the members considered a cow-nose ray a major predator of clams, crabs, and oysters, and they wondered why any harvest would be restricted. Other members were concerned over the waste issue. Just killing rays for sport, only to dump them overboard after a tournament, just wasn't good stewardship of a marine resource. FMAC did express concern that the stock status of cow-nose rays and the level of participation and impact of bow hunting were unknowns. FMAC was made aware of the Chesapeake Bay program would be hosting a workshop on cow-nose rays in the near future, and we learned yesterday by way of a webinar that workshop will likely take place in late October. They do need to find a funding source for it. The consensus from FMAC was they felt no action on this issue was warranted at this time, but they did want the opportunity to provide their recommendation following the workshop. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
No questions, but what he said is exactly right, and the basic consensus was do nothing, wait till after this workshop is conducted, and then revisit the issue is what the consensus was.
Is that what you would like to
That's
see as well?
That's what I would say, too, also. I would let the Chesapeake Bay-wide group meet. And that's they're going, Potomac, Maryland, Virginia, all going to be looking at this and hear what they have to say.
Mr. Erskine.
So the workshop that's being held by the Chesapeake Bay office, what stakeholders would that include?
Maryland, Virginia. I know serves directly on it. Advise you with details.
So this came up on yesterday, and there's been a tug of war about the workshop because the scientists involved wanted to have the workshop head towards a management outcome. You know, how would you protect the cow-nose rays enough and do that with a management outcome. The NOAA Chesapeake Bay office and the GIT, which is part of that infrastructure all felt that no one's quite ready for that yet. There's information out there. Bob Fisher has a lot of it. Others have information. But they look at this more of a exploratory type of workshop. I think what happened with Sonia Fordham, who's with Shark Conservation, I forget the name of the group, I apologize for that, but you know, she would not put up any funding for the workshop unless it led to this management outcome. And so the GIT said, we'll hold it ourselves. I think what will end up happening, Mr. Erskine, is you'll have the GIT, but you'll have everyone else who wants to be there to be there. The GIT is very open to the public comment and to information from those who are invested in the fisheries that Lewis has mentioned. So I think it probably won't solve bow hunting. I don't think, you know, but it'll certainly provide other information to draw us closer to where, you know, we can put bow hunting in perspective of everything else. And I think that's all that can be hoped for at this time. One thing that did come up, which Lewis had actually mentioned it the night of FMAC, was that Peyton Robertson suggested that maybe a registering situation could happen with the clubs, the bow hunting clubs. And Lewis had also mentioned that a couple weeks ago. That way we would know who was there, we could find out what their activities were, and then obviously once we get everyone registered, they're really on notice that, well, we're kind of watching how things go here. So I think that is not a bad first step to, you know, to be concerned about the effects of waste, to get the clubs to register. Maryland is in a situation because they are getting a lot more pressure than even in Virginia to do something about bow hunting, but Maryland can't do anything because they don't have a fishery management plan to back them up for taking action. So they're really interested in what happens not only in Virginia, but what happens with this workshop. So, you know, that's, I think that's pretty much all that we know at this point.
I would say we're lucky to have Bob Fisher, who's worked with these animals for 20-plus years. And he's got a lot of insight, and I'm sure he'll be invited to that workshop.
I'd only provide a follow-up that I think that is important to have Mr. Fisher there, as well as anybody else, like you said, that could provide anecdotal or empirical, you know, data to the cow nose ray population or some of the issues that are surrounding this. As a comment, I do find it interesting that somebody didn't want to fund the workshop when it might not serve their agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lewis. This is the consensus of the commission here to let this sit, to see what happens with this NOAA goal implementation team meeting here, see what they can come back with, send it back to FMAC after that meeting is held, and see if anything changes.
That would be my opinion.
I was using my special power, didn't know about that I can read your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want a motion for that? Or?
No, I don't think we need a motion here. If anybody will nod their head and say that's the right way of going forward here, and I see everybody's head nodding, so that's the way we're going forward. All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate the briefing.